Welcome to I Totally Paused, the podcast that deep dives into the most iconic moments in teen pop culture from the 90s and the early 2000s. I'm Siobhan.
And I'm Jess.
And we are here today with Riley from Snap Back to Reality.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Riley.
They said it was never going to happen, but it finally happened. We rescheduled this two or three times, but mm-hmm. We finally have you with us. So thank you so much for, you know, being here and taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
I am so excited. I have been waiting. I watched this, I don't know, maybe like last week, and I've been so excited to talk about it.
God, I know. I forgot how iconic it was. So like, I've just been... So many thoughts.
Guys, we are talking about MTV Cribs today, and we have chosen to break down the iconic Mariah Carey episode.
Correct. Oh, the most iconic of iconics.
I forgot how much fun this show was. I hadn't thought about this show in like years until we started like brainstorming podcast episodes.
I know. I didn't realize it was recently rebooted. And it's on, like, Snapchat?
Yeah. Who's on Snapchat, really?
Not me. I have no idea.
Yeah, not as many people. I just have, like, a family group chat, so if that shows you how lame Snapchat has gotten.
I dabble with Snapchat. Like, I have an account, but, like, right now I don't have the app on my phone. Every now and then I'll download it because my kids want to do, like, filter faces, but...
Yeah, I mean, I
use it.
I used to use it, and then I moved away to Instagram, and then my husband finally got Snapchat, so I moved back to Snapchat, and I only snap him, and we just broke our streak of 19 days, so honestly, I'm
so what's the point?
Yeah, and the first season, they said it was the highest rated premiere for a Snapchat show ever. I don't know, like, how much of a...
I didn't even know until those words just came out of your mouth that Snapchat shows were a thing.
And that they were rated?
Yeah, and there's...
People pay attention to those ratings at all?
And then there's at least been like a couple seasons of it. So, but it's kind of cool that it's come back. I feel like they don't put it on regular TV because, you know, there's Instagram and like, that's kind of a reality show in itself. Like Chrissy Teigen, I feel like you kind of know what her house looks like.
So like this show came out originally in the year 2000. And obviously this is pre like all social media where we did not have, like, we feel like we know our celebrities now.
Right.
And we didn't have that. They were still definitely, like, especially someone like Mariah Carey. She's still, like, very much, like, up on this, like, celebrity pedestal.
Yeah, and has, like, an aura of mystery around her.
Right.
And so, but apparently they did it for 13 seasons. And
I read 17.
Well, now it's in 17 seasons. Yeah,
I guess. Oh, is that counting the Snapchat?
I believe so. Yeah. It's pretty cool considering it's almost 20 years old.
Yeah. So, okay, so I was... reading, I guess I should have realized this, but I didn't realize until I was like kind of researching this episode that a lot of the homes we saw were not the celebrities' real homes.
Yeah, that was like a running theme of all of the fun facts that I was reading.
Very upsetting.
Riley, which ones did you read about?
Oh my God, there were so many. Honestly, I couldn't even keep track. Ja Rule was the big one. And so that was just so funny because I was like, he's just been scamming everyone his entire career.
Yes, good point.
Yeah, he ended up getting sued because he did not have permission to film at the house. He rented the house. Like, it was like an Airbnb before Airbnb. And he didn't have permission to film there, and he threw a big party and, like, trashed it.
And apparently he's not the only one who's renting homes. Like, Damon Dash allegedly rented Mariah Carey's London home for his episode.
Mm-hmm. Robbie Williams used Jane Seymour's house, and he apparently hired butlers to appear in his episode.
I remember thinking, because I, like, followed a little bit of, like, that British, like, music scene and everything, at least the pop ones and stuff, and so Robbie Williams actually liked, but I was still shocked being like, he has this much money?
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, I was wrong.
I read, like, the JoJo, the house they used was her uncle's house.
Yeah, and then 50 Cent, he showed these, like, three Ferraris, and they were, like, all his whips, and apparently, like, car enthusiasts were, like, familiar with, like, the scene, like, they noticed the word prestige stamped on all the cars.
Yes.
Oh, was Bow Wow,
too. No, 50 Cent did it, too. They both rented cars for their episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but the Ying Yang Twins also apparently rented a house. I didn't watch the episode, but they were saying that as they were walking through the house, it was kind of obvious that they had never even been there before, and they were just kind of ad-libbing things to tell.
Oh, we have to look that one up now. That sounds so funny.
Redman, they asked him to rent a house because they didn't like his. And apparently they said they wanted a shot of him coming through like big double doors, which he didn't have. And his house was apparently like, they said it ended up being a good episode because he refused to rent another house. But he was like, you know, obviously like so rich, but his house was just like kind of crappy. And he had like, they said like his gold records, like laying on the floor with piles of laundry. And like, it was,
but apparently it was like really funny because Mariah said that was the episode that made her like decide to do it. She's like, oh, that's funny. And he's being himself. Like I can do it and be like myself and like kind of make fun of myself.
Yeah. She definitely does make fun of herself.
Yeah, she's good at that. I love Mariah, just to put it out there. I love her.
Yeah, I like her too. I was saying, when I was watching this, I was thinking, like, I feel like of all the iconic pop stars, I feel like she's the most underrated. I feel like we've
agreed.
More than the other ones, we kind of focus more on, like, recently her mental health issues and, like, her relationships and, like, all of her drama more than we focus on the fact that, like, she's an actual icon.
Yeah, she not only sings, she writes. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't get enough credit for all the writing she does. It's really impressive, her whole career. And, like, the different types of music she's done and how she's kind of, like, just stayed relevant after all this time. Not easy to do.
I think everyone also has, like, an era of Mariah that they, like, kind of have. Like, mine is the Emancipation of Mimi. Like, that was my Mariah era.
I always loved this this era, which is like Honey and
Honey. Rainbow. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah,
these are like some of my favorite eras. So I love that the Cribs episode we were going to watch it because it's right smack
like
dab
right in that time.
Yeah. Right.
Well, should we jump into it?
Sure.
So we meet Mariah at her home, as we do on these shows, and she tells us that this is her first apartment ever.
Yeah, it's a New York City Tribeca tri-level penthouse. It's 3 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms, and it's 11,000 square feet.
Holy hell.
Yes, and this took place in 2002. This is when this was filmed, just to do the setting. Oh,
what a time. What a time to be alive.
Seriously.
That's the year we graduated from high school. So I always, like, when I hear 2002, I have, like, a very specific, like, I don't know, I get, like, in my feelings about it. So she tells us that the apartment is Art Deco. And, like, okay, like, whatever Mariah thinks that means.
I feel like, yeah, she doesn't really prove it in terms of decor. She just says it.
Maybe it was, like, built in the 30s, and it's, like, the color scheme is very, like, reminds me of Art Deco. I feel like Art Deco is a lot of golds and browns and, like, that.
Because it depends on which room you're in, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the, like, foyer that she's in, like, when this starts.
Yeah, the foyer... I noted, I thought it looked like a hotel lobby. Like, I felt like we were in a fancy hotel.
Very fancy. Yeah, very fancy.
Very fancy hotel. She tells us that the walls are glazed so that they look like candy.
Yeah. And it seems very inviting, honestly, to me. Like,
certain rooms a bit were, like, when we got into the apartment, she had rooms that were goals. But it seemed like, I don't know, like, it felt like a little sterile at the entrance, but...
Oh, true. Yeah, there wasn't, like, a lot up. There was just, like, the sconces and candles.
Right. So she tells us she has, like, we see her amazing views. And she tells us that she always wanted a penthouse in New York with this view when she was little. And I was like, oh, that was...
Yeah, because this is, she's in her living room. And I like she said the living room was done in neutral colors because enough jarring things happen to her on a daily
basis. Her life is jarring enough, which I'm sure it is. And she tells us
that is just that she says it was done in the colors neutral.
Oh, is that how she worded it?
It's the colors neutral. And I was like, and also neutral isn't a color.
I will be saying that whenever I refer to her.
She's such like a lovable dummy, I feel like.
Oh, she's not dummy. How
she's
dare you?
She's a little, I mean, we'll get into it. she tells us that she, and she says that it took a long time to get the apartment because co-op boards kept telling her no, which, I don't know, that surprised me a little bit.
They probably thought, like, you know, she would have parties and things like that, I guess, being in the music industry.
Yeah,
or being
a celebrity. Know. She seems like a little bit of a shut-in.
I know, she said her hangouts seem very chill, like, it's the kind of hangout that I would go to.
Yeah. I like, did you notice her candles were monogrammed MC?
Yes, she's so fancy.
Yes.
She tells us around this time that she owns Marilyn Monroe's piano.
Correct.
Yes, but she won't show it to us, which made me really angry.
I know.
I would show it to you guys, but I can't.
I remember at the time being
Mariah, it's yours.
I wanted to see the piano so bad. So I did check to make sure that she actually owned the piano. And I did find like the Marilyn Monroe collection.com. Yes, sold lot 21, baby grand piano, sold to Mariah Carey. So I was like,
I actually own that Christie's catalog. It's a hardcover catalog, so I actually own that. But she, so Marilyn's mother bought it from Friedrich March, who's an old movie star. I think
I remember the story because they did a song about it on Smash.
Yes, it's called Secondhand Baby Grand. But so it was sold when where her mother was institutionalized. And when Marilyn was older, she like searched for it. She like had a mission to find it, and so she bought it back and she fixed it up, and like she always had it until, you know, she passed away. Yeah.
So Mariah takes us into like her first like little room, and she calls it the ladies lounge, which Siobhan, I've decided is what we call my office from now on.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So next time you come over to record in person, we will be recording in the ladies lounge.
Okay, we'll have to remember that. We'll have to get a little signage for it. Mm-hmm. Jessica, didn't you buy one of those like letterboard signs?
Oh yeah, I did. Oh, I'm gonna do that tonight. I'm trying to figure out what's, but it was in my FabFitFun box. FabFitFun, if you want to sponsor us.
Yes.
So then she shows us. Is this when she shows us her closet?
Yes.
Well, I also want to point out that she shows the apartment in Architectural Digest, and she points out that she never thought that she'd be living in a place that would be in Architectural Digest. But I just thought that was so Mariah to have that on hand.
It was a leather-bound copy of it. It wasn't just like the magazine. It was a leather-bound copy, which I wonder if they give that to people if like their home is in.
If their home is in it and also your Mariah Carey.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past her to like put all of her magazines she's in and like leather bound copies.
And you know what? God bless.
Yeah,
I think we were in her closet at this point. All I know is that I have in my notes when Mariah's home, she's just running around in her nighties. She like, I remember her like taking out a nightie, and she says like, when I'm hanging out at home, I'm just usually wearing one of these. Like, okay.
This would be like us having a closet full of leggings and like dresses and hoodies. Yeah.
I wish.
So the next room we move into, she says it's her favorite room. Which is her really amazing bathroom.
So, you know, I love a bath. Like, I love bath products. I love, like, soaking in a bath. Her bathtub was the stuff of my wildest dreams. She has this, like, amazing, huge bathtub. There's, like, a chandelier hanging over it. There's, like, a little lounge area where someone can, like, sit and watch TV and chat with her while she's in the bath.
Well, she also has that amazing waterfall shower that she says she's only used once because there are too many knobs and she can't figure it out.
You're at her shower, right. Ugh. She's a lovable dummy. Why didn't she figure out her luxurious shower?
You think she'd have someone that like runs her shower for her? And she had a flat screen TV with Gentlemen Prefer Blondes playing on the background.
And she says that, you know, someone can like sit there and chat, and then she goes, but that's just a hopeful dream. Poor Mariah. And I thought to myself, and then she settled for Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Well, now Brian Tanaka, he's pretty cute. That's her backup dancer. Yeah.
Good for her.
She's doing well. Yeah, no, she's doing well.
I never understood her. And like, I watched like quite a bit of America's Got Talent, so I feel like I'm pretty familiar with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, not so much.
I like, don't see it. I don't see the attraction. I don't think he's funny.
I
don't understand.
Maybe she liked Drumline.
Was he on? He did Wild and Out,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
maybe he made her laugh.
Yeah, but I don't think he's funny.
Well, maybe she thought he was funny.
Apparently.
You didn't have to marry him.
They have babies. So
she shows us one of her guest rooms, and she says that if you have too many guest rooms, fools like to stay over a bit too much.
See, this is when she's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Who do you think is like coming over to Mariah's and trying to sleep over uninvited?
So on YouTube, there is like this episode, but it has extra commentary. And Debrat's like, oh, I stay there. She's like, I sleep where the bear is. That's where I go. So Debrat stays there.
She doesn't show us her bedroom, which like, I really respect. I think that's like, if you're going to keep something private, it should be your bedroom, not your Mariah Carey piano.
Well, yeah, that's what she says. She's like,
Monroe piano.
If I show my bedroom, what's left for me? And I was like, the piano, bitch. Show us the bedroom with the piano.
Oh my god, yes. I can't believe there were twin beds in there. It's kind of funny. Like,
also, can we talk about the interior design of that room?
This butterfly
print. Okay. Anyone will get this reference, but it was very Charlotte Perkins Gilman, yellow wallpaper. It's a basically like the wallpaper will drive you insane.
Yes. I'm a former English teacher, and that reference made me very happy.
I was an English major. So.
That totally went over my head. So
the nerds will get it. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
I thought it looked like a bed and breakfast in Lancaster, if that works better for you.
Yeah. I think the designer just like fucked up and bought way too much of the same fabric and like convinced Mariah this was a look.
Well, that's it worked. But yeah. She loves it, and she shows us she has like a scrapbook of like things that have been sent to her from fans. This is like the room she did to her fans.
Time right when she was kind of just coming out of her like exhaustion period, like the problems that she had had. So she like said that those letters from her fans had gotten her through a really tough time. Like,
yeah.
Wasn't that what she was referring to?
Yeah, I think so.
That was really sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, was Glitter when we were in high school? That doesn't sound right.
Do you know I've never seen Glitter, so I don't know.
Oh, we're going to talk about... No, wait, hold on. I think this is before all that happens. I'm pretty sure Glitter happened when we were in college.
It says Glitter is 2001.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Oh, okay.
So then she takes us into her laundry room. And she pulls her dog out of the laundry machine.
Thank you. Why? Where did the dog come from?
She said she was trying to be funny.
And at this point, my 6-year-old happened to wander into the room. And from behind me, I hear, why is that lady pulling a dog out of her room?
It's funny. It's fluffy.
I don't know.
She also says that she does like all her own cleaning and cooking and that she's very domestic, which I don't, do you believe that? I don't know.
But she proves it to us by Windexing her china cabinet.
Exactly. And DeBrack co-signed that she does like to cook and she's a good cook.
Okay, but I can believe cooking.
They're like, I don't know about the other stuff, but she definitely cooks and likes to cook.
She's quite a homemaker.
Oh.
So, and then she shows us her amazing kitchen. And she has, like, a really cool dog bed, kind of, like, where the cabinets would be in her kitchen, which I thought was a really clever use of space. And I thought, like, even Mariah Carey needs to conserve her space in New York City and use it, like, effectively.
I love that she calls this her country kitchen because it's, like, the largest kitchen I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
Country kitchen in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the marble on the countertops is called butterfly. And she's like, it looks like butterfly.
I did not think it really looked like butterfly wings.
I thought it did. I believed her. I could buy that.
Yeah. She has a bell from Disney's Tower.
Oh my God, I died. I was as jealous of that as you probably were about the Marilyn Monroe piano. And she uses it for subject changes when she changes the subject.
I think she bought it from that backdoor Disney guy that was just got arrested for stealing and selling Disney stuff from the parks. That's where she got it from.
She has like a chaise lounge in her kitchen, and that's where she like reclines and eats, which like how fabulous.
I love that.
Like sitting up straight. She prefers to lounge.
And she rule against it. We see it. Her whole like apartment, it turns out, is basically like a big bed. Oh yeah, that was the next thing I said in my notes. And honestly, like I really respect the way that her whole apartment is basically a bed.
Yeah, there's Shea Lounge everywhere. Every single room has one. Her bathroom had one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The poor cat.
Okay, yes. This part was so traumatic to me.
I had an orange cat, so I did not like seeing this.
I have one right now. And so literally my husband came out of the bedroom. Okay, so I guess we should introduce what's happening was she has the dog and the cat, and she has the cat in her arms. And then the dog literally rips the cat from her arms by its tail. Oh, so and so my husband came out, and he's like, oh, look, it looks like Miranda, our cat. And so then I was like, watch this. And I made him watch it. I was like, watch it again. And I made him watch it again. It was horrible.
I know. I felt so bad for that poor cat.
And she kind of just lets the dog go after the cat for a little bit, and then she picks it back up. And I was just like, oh, I don't think the cat likes that.
Yeah, they probably do that all day.
So then she takes us to... I wish my notes were more specific about what room we were in, because I just kind of put, like my thought.
Lower floor, she says, and she basically implies it's for people she doesn't trust.
Oh, she says it right out. She says, this is for people who, they're my friends and everything, but they don't quite need to come to the 17th floor with Marilyn's piano.
Right. She's afraid her nice things are going to be broken. If I was rich, I would totally have an area of the house where, like, people could, like, hang out. And, like, if I'm going to have people over, they're going to be, like, maybe drinking or, like, partying or whatever. I would totally have a separate area for that. I went through.
She tells us that she loves butterflies and dolphins. And I have to wonder if she's, like, low-key a 7-year-old girl.
No, she says she's internally 12. You've never heard her say that?
Like a Lisa Frank room.
Oh, that's what I was just about to say. It's like Lisa Frank motifs.
Yeah, she loves Hello Kitty. Actually, I was surprised there wasn't more Hello Kitty.
There was a lot of Hello Kitty, I noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, there was. Actually, there was. Yeah, there was in certain areas.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
So the next room she takes us to is her mermaid room. And she tells us that she's going to paint mermaids on the wall. And when she walks in, the Little Mermaid is playing on the TV.
It's
and
perfect.
This other like room with like huge couches where
I love this room.
Other, like yeah. Nights.
So the walls are painted like
sofas.
Sea. Yeah, the walls are painted like a sea foam and like in the waves. And she says it's much cooler at night. And then the carpeting and the couches are like a sand color. So it's very much like you're on the bottom of the ocean floor.
And she has an aquarium in there. And she tells us that she has to switch her fish and make them nocturnal because they were on an opposite schedule from her.
Star, statement, and legend.
What the fuck?
I love Mariah Carey so much.
She wanted to see the fish. She wanted to come downstairs and see her.
I have never been so baffled. I would like to know the process of sleep training a fish.
Good point. Yeah, I wonder what keeps them up.
She like has parties down there so they can plays her music really loud.
Money on that fish and you like want a fish room.
Want to enjoy it.
Yeah, you're gonna do that. Like don't
waste your money. She has a second kitchen down there and she has like a big like old timey popcorn machine.
I love that. Yeah.
And then she takes us a little further in on that level to her full service salon.
Oh my God, I love this. It reminded me, honestly, this is bad, but it reminded me of the salon in Orange is the New Black. Oh, that's what it looked like. It looked exactly like it. Maybe they used her salon as the set for that.
With a lot of Mariah Carey memorabilia.
And she it looks like she has like a full staff. Do you think they like yes. for her full time?
Because she said that when she's not, when they're not doing her hair, they do each other's hair. So it sounds like they're there all the time.
In case Mariah has like a hair emergency.
Yeah, and her makeup artist, Christopher Buckle, he's in there. And I didn't realize they had been working together for so long and he still like works with her. So I don't know if he's with her 24/7, but he definitely works with her. It like goes on tour with her and is there for like her major like photo shoots and stuff. So some of them have been with her forever.
She tells us that she has 500 hours of beauty school.
I know. She was doing
dropout.
Yeah, I did 600 hours, but I just never went and like finished getting my license because then I got a better job and decided to just do that. I do have fun fact in skincare, not in hair. She was doing hair, so I think that's 1,200 hours you need. So she wasn't quite halfway done when she dropped out.
She tells us not to be quitters, but like, I think it kind of worked out okay for her. Like, she's the best example.
Kelly Clarkson quit fashion design. Worked out for her.
Yeah, worked out fine. Then we go to, I guess, like another closet.
So the first closet was her lingerie closet specifically.
Many closets.
Dedicated closet. So this is her extended closet.
Great. Her closet looks like an H&M.
Yeah, it looks like a store.
She points out like the gold leaf tile on the floor and that she has the M monogram like mosaic on her floor.
Just the way, like, you know how, like, when you're in an H&M, like, I feel like in those stores, everything's, like, white, and there's, like, all, like, the big columns.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was thinking this was a fancy store that, like, if I tried to get in, I would get the, like, pretty woman treatment.
Mm.
Not for you.
She's, like, walking through it, and she goes, I worked hard for this mess, which, like, you know what? Bless.
Yeah. Bless. Yeah, it was.
Respect. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. She pulls out her heartbreaker jeans, and she tells us these are very 2 years ago.
This was one of my favorite parts of Cribs, like the people that would have like random like memorabilia, like of clothing from videos and stuff. I loved when they would do that.
Yeah, she shows us like all these clothes from all of her videos. She has like boots.
Heartbreaker boots. Yeah, which is cool. Yeah. This is like, was this in the shoe room or was this in a different part?
That was in the shoe room.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there is the separate shoe room.
And she goes, the girl who had one shoe now has many.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you had two, right? It was a pair.
Yeah.
Well, she also gives us, before she goes into the shoe room, she gives us a fashion show because she says she needs to change. So this is her second outfit because she had the entrance outfit. Then she changed to get into her teddy, which she sat down in the bath in. And then she changed into, so she gives us a red dress with like a plunging neckline because homegirl loves a plunging neckline.
And she looks incredible in it. And she's like, I'm not sure I like this.
Okay. I know. I loved it. And she also had like a whole like shelf of white tanks.
Yes.
She's like, my favorite ones are stained. I think that's so relatable.
Yeah, she says the longest thing is longest is picking out a t-shirt to wear, and I was like, same girl.
Yeah, I know, so relatable still. I love it.
It's me and Mariah. We're just like,
yeah, we're all like her. Stars are just like us.
So yeah, she changes into like a short sparkly dress, and she's like, no, I don't like this. And then she's like in a tube tank dress.
Yeah.
Top dress with like a sparkly belt. And she's like, well, I'll just keep this on to keep the momentum going. And had and given us like three separate outfits.
She goes like at one point, she's like going through and she's like tossing out things she doesn't wear anymore. And she's like, I don't recall wearing this recently. And like, I just got the sense that she was like trying so hard to sound fancy. But I feel like Mariah is her most charming when she just like relaxes and tells us that she likes stained tank tops.
Yeah, and like, well, I also liked when she walked into the shoe room. She's like, the style I favor is a high stiletto.
Yeah.
And my favorite shoe designer is whoever sticks to that motif. I'm just
okay, Mariah.
Which is so Mariah, too, because I can imagine even like her t-shirt and jeans. Of course, she always has heels, which she wears when she goes into the gym.
Yeah, so she goes into her gym, which she says rarely gets used, which like, I have a very hard time believing Mariah is not working out because her body is ridiculous.
I know. She looks really good in this.
Yeah. Just like own it, girl. You're in that gym. It's fine.
Yeah. She said her brother put most of the equipment in there and she doesn't even know how to use it.
She also says that she can't get her gloves on because there's no one there to help her. I was like, one, I feel like you should be able to put your own boxing gloves on by yourself. And two, there's an entire camera crew right
now. Yeah.
I was like, get someone from the salon and help you out.
Yeah. Christopher will help you.
Oh my God. So then we're like on the top floor with her, which again, it's a bar and a bathroom, but it's basically another big bed. And she calls it the Moroccan room.
Sounds like a boom boom room.
She says it looks like a mirage took place here. And I don't think she knows what mirage means.
She means oasis? Like the mirage of an oasis?
Maybe.
I didn't catch her saying that. That's really funny. It looks like a mirage took here. Oh my God.
Mariah.
And again, it's like very plush with tons of pillows and stuff.
I just love her like theme rooms because she designs houses like I designed houses in The Sims when I was like 11.
Yes, totally.
I was gonna say, she made me want to go through my house and like name every room. So totally. Next time you come over, I'm going to take you through my rooms and be like, this is our, you know.
I should film it and put on, we'll put film
Pony
it.
Pony Princess Room.
Totally Paused Cribs.
Totally Paused Cribs.
My God, yes. Can you imagine?
IGTV, come on.
I know. We'll have to, that will be our new Snapchat show. We'll be the next people signed. We'll be the new highest rated. Is that where she ends it? At the top floor?
Just about, yeah. She does that thing. Remember how they used to like kick everyone out?
Yeah, it's so funny how they always do that.
But she does it like so politely. She's like, okay, time to go. Kind of like shoos us out. And it was just a delightful little romp through Mariah Carey's New York apartment.
And you really did get like a little piece of her life. And she like really like, I felt like showed a lot of herself and was like charming. Like I got like a little bit of an idea. It like didn't seem fake.
It was a good like genuine slice of her personality and not like the diva out of reach kind of Mariah that we all kind of know now.
I also really liked that she lived in New York. Like if you would have asked me, I would have assumed she lived in LA.
Yeah, I don't know where her home base is still, if it's still New York or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got the twins that she shares custody with Nick Cannon now.
Yeah.
So it must be wherever Nick Cannon is.
Yeah, I guess they probably do have a place. Because, well, she one point did like a Las Vegas residency, didn't she? For a little bit?
Maybe. That sounds right.
Yeah.
God, so many of them do them now, I can't keep track.
Yeah. If there is a female pop star, I'm sure, like there's been a Las Vegas residency.
Did you, Riley, watch the one about Kim Kardashian that I sent you?
I watched that. That was so funny.
How funny that, so the one I sent Riley, it was on Instagram, someone posted it, and it was Kim Kardashian doing it. And do you think Keeping Up with the Kardashians was on?
That was 2007, so I think it either was or it was about to be.
Only because Khloe was in the background and they don't talk to her, and she's like not talking on camera. And so that was the only reason. And I was thinking, she's like talking about how like, oh, this is where we all come to hang out and come to be. And I think she was another one pretending it was her house, because that was, I think, Chris and Bruce's house.
Yeah, that was definitely Chris's.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, here's my master.
You don't think she lived there, though?
I mean, she had a bedroom with a stripper pole in it, and I feel like that's not just an average guest room.
Yeah, right. I remember, like, Chris having that in the bedroom on the show. I feel like that was an episode that was Chris's bedroom.
Oh, okay. I never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I've never seen it.
I didn't ever watch, like, the early seasons. I just, like, would catch an episode here and there. But I'm pretty sure, like, all the girls lived in either their own homes or condos because they were, like, adults at that point. And
the Kardashians don't have, like, a compound where they all have, like, little houses on the same...
Calabasas. That's pretty much their compound. They all live in Calabasas, pretty much, I think. Kim might live in, like, Beverly Hills, but they all... I think a lot of them live in the same neighborhood. Yeah, because sometimes you'll see them, like Kylie once was, like, on, like, oh, look who I ran into, like, driving down the street, and it was, like, Chloe, but you could tell it was, like, their neighborhood.
I don't know if you saw, but there was a nice little interesting link between Cribs and Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because the Osbournes were the first ever episode of Cribs, and that kind of inspired them getting their own reality show. And then I saw that Ryan Seacrest said that he was inspired by the Osbournes, and he was, I guess, an executive producer or something on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So it's just like,
what does Ryan Seacrest not do?
I know. He's just like has his hands in everything in Hollywood.
Huh. Yeah. I remember hearing at the time when like the Osbournes got their show that it was based off the Cribs episode. And I was trying to find like something to confirm that because I remember hearing that back then. But like, I don't know. I couldn't find anything.
The Osbournes. I really liked Sharon.
Oh, I love Sharon. I liked all of them. They actually, Ozzy and Jack do a show and Kelly's on it too. And they go, like, across country in, like, a Winnebago. And they do,
really?
Like, Think Around America. Yeah, it's cute. I think it's called, it's, like, Ozzy and Jack's World Tour, maybe?
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, it's cute. And so, in, like, the second season, Kelly joined them. And it was, like, all three of them going on, like, little adventures. Like, they would do, like, goat yoga. But then they would go to, like...
They did goat yoga. I want to do that so bad. There's a place not far from me that does it. But it's, like...
Oh, I want to do it, too.
It's, right across the street from Stockton.
Oh, I'll do it with you.
Okay, we have to find, like, a Saturday that I can, like, get it. You know what? I haven't been able to do it because Addie had dance on Saturday mornings, but that's, like, over for the summer.
Yeah, so we should. Yeah, I've been wanting to do it. Yeah. Riley, have you ever done goat yoga?
No, we have goat yoga nearby, but I never have gone. I haven't had a chance to. And I had a friend, I had a coworker, a former coworker, who his girlfriend used to work on a farm and they had baby goats all the time. And he told me that he would take us to the farm and he never did. And I don't work there anymore.
So sad.
But that's fine. I mean, Evan, if you're listening, I still want to go to the farm.
I was saying before, we work at camp in the summer, and it's probably the reason I'm most excited to go back to camp this summer is because they have a petting zoo and they have goats and they have alpacas, and I'm obsessed with that.
Oh, so cute.
Particularly the alpacas. I hope my girl from last summer is back, Luna. She was like this beautiful white alpaca, and she would come up and like nuzzle into my neck when I went over to see her.
I love it.
My brother-in-law, he teaches at like a private school, and during exams and like finals, they bring in a stress relieving alpaca. They just like,
amazing.
I
bet it works wonders.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like you really loved it. So now I understand.
Loved that alpaca.
Yeah. Aww, but it was like typical rich kids.
Of all the animals, that's like a stress relieving animal. Like, it's not a golden retriever. You're going to get an alpaca and bring it in.
They're so soft and snuggly, and they're like majestic looking.
I've never gotten up close and personal with an alpaca.
Me either.
If you ever get the opportunity, do yourself.
I'll look out for it now.
I guess I'll have to visit you in camp or something.
I love those alpacas.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I feel like the goat yoga will be good because like, I feel like that would feel so good on your back to have like a goat walk across your back.
Plus there's
okay. Maybe I'm alone in that feeling, but I feel like it would feel really good.
It, right? It probably like cracks your back.
I would hope so. I hope so. Wow. I'll be mad if it doesn't.
I just want to see the goats. I don't care what they do.
Yeah. I just want to pet some animals.
Babies.
Yeah. Any final thoughts on Cribs?
I mean, this is just one of the things that I love about reality TV is how foundational it is and how everything builds on one another and just the fact that Cribs has like spawned so much. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily a Cribs fan, but like VH1 had the Fabulous Life of
Yeah, I remember those.
So that was like very similar to Cribs. And so I really loved watching that. And so just like the celebrity culture of this time in the 2000s, I thought was a really interesting, I don't know, just like an interesting
time. It was like, it was a time. It was when, because I feel like it was like the beginning of when like the paparazzi was really getting like crazy. Absolutely. But we didn't have the social media yet. So there was like, you know, we were like just so like hungry for information about our celebrities.
There was a lot of demand, but like not a lot of supply at that time, just like magazines and like stuff like this on MTV.
And it was really interesting what the celebrities were able to show, because it was like, you know, you had obviously these curated moments of Cribs, but sometimes things weren't always as they seemed. But then also there was the paparazzi, which they, you know, stalked them down and like would chase them in cars and run them off the roads and invaded their privacy so thoroughly. And it's kind of interesting now that we are in the social media, the Instagram era, is like celebrities are kind of just condensed to the Cribs vision, where it's like they decide what they want to show us. And because they're giving us so much more access to it, I feel like the paparazzi isn't even really that much of a thing anymore.
Right. It's not really necessary because you can kind of, we have access.
Right. You can decide when you want to show a picture of your kid, or like decide when you want to show like, you know, wedding photos, things like that, or like talk about.
And I think as a result, I feel like celebrities, like you mentioned, like the kids, celebrities who like don't want to show their kids, I feel like they're like really successful at it now.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
Paparazzi, like who's an example? Like I am obsessed with Dax Shepard. And they don't show their kids ever. They've never shown their kids' faces.
Yeah, and Daily Mail,
like, talk about them on his podcast. He like says their names and stuff, but they never show pictures of them. Sometimes
that's cool.
Pictures of the backs of their heads. They're like blonde little girls, but we've never seen their faces.
A lot of celebrities do that.
Like a really good, I remember like years ago, he wrote a really good essay when their first daughter was born, and they said that they weren't going to allow like any pictures in the press or in the media. And someone had said something to the effect of like, well, you're famous. This is what you signed up for. And he wrote this like piece, but like basically the gist of what he said was like, first of all, he was like, I wish I had just signed up for it. I wish I was signing up for it. And that it had taken like 10 years of like hard work and like, you know, being like broke and building my career.
I love that.
And then he also said like, you know, and even if I did sign up for it, they didn't sign up for it. Like I didn't make that decision for them. Who's the other one? Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda actually recently tweeted something that I thought was so sweet. He was like, I just wanted to say to all of like our fans and all of the people who have like approached me on the street or like wherever that I've met, you guys have been really awesome about not posting pictures of my kids, and thank you.
That's cool.
That's really nice that people like respect.
Yeah, that's like
The mood has shifted, I feel like, in terms of the respect that we give celebrities. And just kind of, and I think it, again, it's like because we have so much access to what they choose to show us, we're kind of constantly like sated, and we don't need that like that.
I would never walk up to a celebrity if their kids were there. Even if their kid, like one time I saw Kevin Bacon, like in like, where did I see him? Like Penn Station.
But I was like, when we saw him in Penn Station.
Oh yeah, remember? And like, I didn't want to go up to him because like, even though his kid was like a teenager, I'm like.
Yeah, but they were just like checking the train schedule.
Yeah, like, you know, like I'm not going to like, so, like just felt so lame.
I always remember, like it was really cute. I remember reading like an interview with Hugh Jackman, and he was talking about how when he first like got really famous and people started like coming up to him, he really wanted to like respect his kids' time. So if he was with his kids and people came up and asked for a picture, he would be like, oh, you know, I'm with my kids right now. I'm sorry, I can't. And then he said like eventually one day he said that to someone and the person like was like, oh, you know, sorry, thank you, and walked away. And his kid looked at him and went, Dad, they just wanted a picture. Why couldn't you just take the picture? So he said now when people come up to him, he'll ask his kid. He'll be like, is it okay with you if I take a picture right now?
And that's really cool. That's nice. He's considerate of like how his kids feel, because it must be so awkward to like share your dad. Not awkward, but hard to share your dad with like you know, so many people. That's like another one, like, and you could still like talk about your kids, but like not like get that invasive. Like Jeremy Renner, he's like one of my favorite actors, and he'll like do posts about his kid, but he'll like do a picture of a fort and being like, we built a fort today. Like he doesn't have to show, and if he does, it's always like the same thing, like the back of her head, and like if there's any other kids in the picture, he always does that, like doesn't like show them. And I always respect that.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's I feel like celebrities have caught on to that a little bit faster than the general public, of just like not oversharing your children's entire lives on social media before they even have a chance to like consent to anything.
Yeah.
I think it's just because like celebrities have had their privacy violated so many times, like, and you know, they lived through this era of the early 2000s when there was like such an obsession with getting this like details on the like celebrities' lives and the paparazzi photos and like the TMZ articles and things like that, that now that they've all had like a generation of children, they're like, we're going to keep it on the down low. Whereas so many like average Joes will just like, you know, blast their kids' entire life like story. And this is, they just rolled over. Oh, they just did this. Oh, they just threw up, like embarrassing things that, you know, kids don't necessarily want out
there.
This
is actually the time of year where you realize who's like that and who isn't, like, because a lot of kids are graduating their high school or college. And sometimes that's like when these pictures will come out of the kids. And like today it was like Jerry Seinfeld's, I was like, oh, I totally forgot he even had a daughter. And like she just graduated high school or something. So like either they must have posted a picture or like someone posted something, but like you see like who you're like, oh, I totally forgot. Like, or like, oh my God, that kid's all grown up. It's cool.
I post a lot of pictures of my kids, but I try to be really cognizant of, because you know what the thing is, we barely see anyone. We're so busy. Like, we don't live that close to any of our friends. So to like share my kids on like social media for my friends and family, that's how they kind of like stay up to date with my kids. But I try to be really cognizant of not sharing like anything that could be perceived as like embarrassing later, or sharing too many layers. Yeah,
that's important. And just knowing your reach. Like if you're just sharing
lives,
you know, to your like friends and family, that's one thing. But there are people, influencers, you know, who are, I guess, the celebrities of our time, but didn't necessarily like live through that earlier era of celebrity culture, that will just like show everything. Whereas the actual like bona fide celebrities, if you want to call them that, are the ones that are like more private about things.
Yeah. You see so much, like you see it with average parents too. I feel like just like oversharing, like you'll see, like, I don't know, I have sorority sisters who post like every detail about their kids' like potty training journey. And it's like, not only do I not care, but this is gonna, like, this is on the internet forever. Like, this is gonna embarrass them if it pops back up one day.
I always get like, feel awkward when people just like post pictures of the kids, like, I don't know, just like half naked and things like that. Cause it's just like, unless they're private, it's like, you don't know who's watching it. And maybe they're private and I forget, but like when you're not private and posting those sorts of pictures, I'm like, I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah. It's just not, it's just bad form. Like I have I have pictures of my kids like in the bathtub and like that kind of thing, but they're like,
I'm sure your private personal,
they're for us.
Your family photos, they're family photos. Yeah. Everybody has those pictures. Like I have pictures of Charlie in the bath in my phone, but like, I'm not going to post them but hopefully, you know, more people will catch on, or there'll be something down the line. I wonder if there'll be something down the line where like they'll finally be able to like, well, I guess you can't erase anything from the internet. Just like all these poor kids who have all this stuff content out there. That's just like, I didn't want all this up and I hate that it's like connected to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to have to be a cultural shift, like as we think about those things, as this generation ages and starts growing into like roles in the government and things like that. There's going to be a time in the near future, the not so distant future, at least, when like every single representative in the government will have posted some stupid bullshit on Twitter when they were a teenager.
True. Or their parents posted something stupid about them. Yeah.
I always say, I am so grateful that social media was not a thing when we were teenagers.
Oh my God. In college, like it wasn't the thing it is now in college.
I tell my students that sometimes, and they always look like, I think I've said this on the podcast before, the thing that they can never believe is I tell them that like I was in college when I got my first phone that had a camera in it. And even after we had camera phones, they weren't like the phones we have in our iPhones. It wasn't like good quality. So if we would go out to like a party or to the bar or whatever, we would like bring our digital cameras. And like, that sounds like dorky now, but you know what was good about it? You had to look at those pictures in the morning before you put them on the internet. You had to go through the process of like uploading them like from to your computer and then onto like whatever media you were using. You weren't like, you know, drunkenly posting.
I don't know. I might have posted some of them, and when I came home, I'd be like, "Oh, I put these up. I look so good. This was such a fun night." I'm pretty sure I probably drunk posted some stuff back then too. But you know, but yes, you're totally right. With like,
remember
you were
when we
more
took pictures. So we used to live. We had a roommate, this guy Josh, and like when we were roommates, we lived with Josh. And so like, just to give you like context, poor Josh, like, bless his heart. We were like 22-year-old girls, and Josh was like a 26-year-old man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just, he was like, much more responsible. Years, like, he was like much more, he had like a job he had to be at every day. We're like,
that's a big difference.
Like, you didn't like care about your job that much. I was waitressing. Like, it was like, we're in very different places. And like, bless his heart, he was like very patient with us. And we, he was away. He went away for like a couple weeks. You remember he drove to California to like drive his friend back who had been living there and was moving back?
Kind of.
So he was gone for like 2 weeks, and we went in his room and we took like pictures of us like doing like stuff like in his room, and then we like, posted them. I remember we do you remember we found, God, I hope, I don't, I can't imagine Josh listens to our podcast. We found handcuffs in his desk.
Oh.
And we took pictures of him like handcuffed to his desk, and it was around Halloween because I can still picture the picture. I was so young and cute back then, and I was dressed as Lara Croft for Halloween. And there was a picture of me in my Lara Croft costume handcuffed to Josh's desk.
Do you think he handcuffed girls to the bed with that little teddy bear bedspread?
Probably.
So Josh was a grown man, but he had a teddy bear bedspread still.
He had it since he was a kid. It was like the little like polo bears.
They were dressed in like sailor suits.
Yeah.
We made him a Build-A-Bear.
We made him a Build-A-Bear that was dressed like that bear. We used to joke, and he never understood it because he wasn't a Harry Potter person, but we used to joke that he must be keeping it because it's secretly a portkey.
Because he would leave the house and we wouldn't realize it. We'd be like, where's Josh? He'd be like gone. And we didn't know how he left because we were standing by the door, or like sitting by the door. Yeah, it's like, how'd you get out?
It was right next to the front door to the apartment, and we would like miss it. So every now and then we would run in his room and jump on the bed and be like, Diagon Alley!
Gringotts!
God bless Josh. We did not appreciate at the time what it must have taken for him to deal with us.
Oh, whatever. He lived.
He did. He lived to tell.
Yeah, he was fine.
We should have picked a second episode of Cribs.
I know. There was
so short.
Oh, okay. I have something. I don't know. We're going to slip this in.
Yeah, go ahead.
The editing. Well, so I watched a couple, you know, other episodes that I found. And so there was Vanessa Carlton. And she specifically talks about Mariah and how she was so inspired by Mariah's episode. And that's like,
oh, cool.
And she like changes her outfit, like where she like gets a towel or something like in honor of Mariah, like the bathtub moment. And then also Richard Branson's Cribs episode, which was like his entire island.
Oh, whoa. I didn't see that.
It was really good. So it was his entire island, like his, you know, private island out in the Caribbean and, you know, all the amazing facilities out there. And who happened to be staying there but Miss Mariah Carey?
No.
Oh, yeah. She was just like chilling in a cabana, and he went down. He's like, oh, look who it is. And she was just like, you make sure you show them the bathroom. That was very popular on mine. So it was really
awesome.
Cute.
Was like, I love that.
Her legacy echoed through the episodes of Cribs.
Fun little cameo. That's so great. Well, I think this was like definitely, they always said, like, hands down the most popular episode and like the most watched episode was her.
I think, like we were saying at the beginning, like, she's very mysterious.
Yeah. Especially back then, especially if this is after, you know, that whole glitter incident, mm-hmm. you know, people definitely would be interested being like, what's her life like? What's like inside her house?
So, yeah, I think there was also, like, an element of showing everyone, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm doing fine. I'm all right. I bounce back. Like, here I am. Look at my big-ass house.
Yeah, it's funny. With, like, certain celebrities, like, you can't, like, imagine that Mariah Carey is, like, a person who lives in a house. Like, she just seems so, like, otherworldly. Like, I always say, like,
in the cloud. Cast on the cloud.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine what it would be like what her place would be like. Like, you know how I always say, like, maybe my number one favorite living celebrity, even though I know he's problematic now, but I've loved Johnny Depp since I was in fourth grade when I first saw Crybaby. And I can't give up on him now. And I always say that, like, if I were to ever, like, meet or, like, come face to face with Johnny Depp, like, I don't think I would be able to, like, believe that he was a real person. Like, I can't picture him as, like,
I totally get it. It would be so surreal to, like, see flesh and blood and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that about most celebrities. I don't ever see celebrities. I don't have celebrity encounters. So I'm just like, anytime I've ever seen anyone like mildly famous, I like freak the fuck out.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, it's exciting when you see someone that like you're like, holy shit, like I see them on TV.
Or it's usually just like, oh my God, that person, I know them from Instagram, but I don't actually know them. I just follow them. I'm a creep.
Right. There were some other trends I forgot about. Like, remember all the rappers love Scarface? And so there's always lots of posters. And like, I remember someone had like the actual cigar. I forget who it was, but they had like his cigar from like the iconic scenes and stuff like that. And like, they would always have it on their TVs. It was always a big thing, like also what they were showing on their TVs when you're walking in the room. Usually MTV.
Yeah, if I noticed that too. It's like, it's always some other kind of MTV show.
Yeah. And then like, it was also, remember, I felt like everybody always had a ton of Heineken in their fridge. And so I always thought Heineken was like a super fancy beer. I was like, oh my God, that's like a rich person beer. Cause I felt like every guy had like a Heineken. Like it was always like a ton of it. And now I'm like, that's like so like middle of the lane. Like now I am the person though that drinks fancy beer. So I guess I was influenced by it.
There you go. I noticed that Kim Kardashian's fridge had a bunch of vitamin water. And I was like, ooh, I could really go for an energy vitamin water right about now.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I always have the fridge like this. I'm really anal. I'm like, that is not what you do. That is not your fridge. It's like, you totally didn't put that together. She, what else? Remember she put on like Bruce's medal? She's like, now this is bling. So crazy.
The other thing that I thought was really funny about Kim's episode was that she specifically says, like, my sisters, Courtney and Chloe. And I was like, okay, I guess just fuck Kendall and Kylie.
Exactly. Well, at that point, they're like 10.
Yeah, they were 10. I mean, but they're still her sisters.
I know. Well, maybe the show was about to come out. Yeah, I really think this was before the show started airing because I feel like they would have, like, talked to Chloe and, like, Chloe would have been part of it. Yeah, that was totally not like Kim's house. She was definitely living in like a condo at the time. She was frauding too.
At least it was her family's home.
Yeah, it was her family's home. There. Yeah, it was just funny. And they put like a picture, like Jessica, she was like, oh, like you should always have like a great picture of yourself. Like, and I like to put like mine's in my bedroom, but it was her as like, she was like 4 years old, but it was actually kind of sweet. She was like, I like had the best childhood. So I just like to be reminded that I was like so lucky and so like blessed to have such a great childhood. Cute. Yeah, so it was a cute sentiment.
She does call it a shrine to herself, though. She's like, you should have a shrine to yourself. And I was like, the shrine is a strong word.
It's Kim Kardashian. It's definitely shrine applies. I would mean, imagine she has one.
As far as shrines go, that was a very modest shrine.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's not her house. You know, if it was her house, it would be like multiple pictures.
That
was probably like a picture of Chris and Bruce.
To, like, look at pictures of myself all the time. I don't know. I don't like getting my picture taken, so.
Well, maybe if you look like Kim Kardashian, I'd be into it. Yeah, if you look like that, I think I'd be into it too. So a little shallow.
Have you seen those pictures of like her house now that she lives in with Kanye?
The how stark it is?
It's terrifying. It's like the sunken place.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's Jessica, you have to see it. It
looks like, no. It's not, well, it's like a cross between, in my opinion, a cross between the sunken place and then in Beetlejuice when Lydia's mom redesigns the house and it has all of those like geometric shapes and stuff.
Yeah, because I was supposed to say there's a lot of sharp edges for having like a lot of little kids running around the house and it's just like stark. It's like almost seems like all marble. It's like all like light colors.
And she's like, her bathtub is just like a stone rectangle in the middle of a floor with just like nothing around it.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem healthy not to have like colors and I don't know. Kanye is supposed to be such a creative person.
Yeah, wait.
It's
looking at the house they currently live in?
It's you like, probably are.
The outside is like all like stone. It's like sandy colored.
But the inside, it's like very.
They have like exposed wood beams over their fireplace. This house looks really nice.
For a long time, they didn't show it on social media. And then like Kanye.
$20 dream home.
I think, yes, the wood beams, yes, but that's, like, the one room that actually looks, like, inviting.
She does say there's, like, obviously, like, a kid's room with, like, they can play and do, like, whatever they want, but it's, like, the rest of the house, like, has to be like that.
It's so terrifying. Like, the hallways are just, like, long. They look like hallways in, a museum or something.
I was going to say, it's very museum-like or hospital-like even, but I guess more museum.
The pool is incredible. We'll have to post some pictures of this because we're talking about it a lot and I know nobody can see what we're talking about.
I know. We'll post pictures from
creepy hallways.
And the creepy bathtub too. I don't like that bathtub. And their shower just looks like it's just attached to a wall with like no boundary.
I would just, you would think someone as creative as Kanye would like want colors and just like not something so.
Well, you know, maybe they did it in neutral so it's not so jarring.
The color's neutral?
The color's neutral. Because they
Yeah. The color.
So this, you know, they get jarred enough on a daily basis.
Oh my God, Brittany posted another Instagram. Oh, I love that she's posting so much again.
And that's relevant. I mean, I guess it is a little.
Celebrity yeah. House episode.
Well, that's why part of the reason I like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because I love, like, looking at their homes and, like, them just, like, they don't really have to do anything. And I'm, like, happy to watch it and just watch them, like hanging around their beautiful homes, like, their beautiful backyards, like, the beautiful weather, beautiful clothes. Like, I once explained to Jessica, like, the point, I'm like, it's beautiful everything. Like, everything's beautiful about it.
Yeah, and that makes me not want to watch it, because I feel like I hate my own home and clothes.
Makes me angry.
Yeah.
No, I can appreciate it. I just love it, because I'm like, oh, maybe I can be like that still one day.
Well, that's like for the first time I watched Laguna Beach, and I was just like, I never watched it when it was airing, because I thought it would just make me mad, and then it made me mad.
Oh, I used to watch Laguna Beach, but I think at the time, like, I was still, like, young enough to be like, this could be my life one day.
Yeah. Now I'm like, we're actually planning to do a Hills episode, and I think we're going to do a Laguna episode too.
Yes, we have to. I was never that into the Hills, but I was very into Laguna for a time.
And I was not into Laguna, but I was very into the Hills. Yeah. So,
what do you think about the Hills reboot?
I'm interested to see how it goes. I listened to the Spidey podcast, and they've been talking about it at length over the past several months, because for one, they keep pushing filming and adding more filming, which usually means they probably might not have a lot. And that's the impression that they're giving me from their podcast. Because Spencer's like, one thing is, like, they're not trying to be, like, crazy or put anything on. Like, we're not trying to do what we did last time. Like, we have a kid now. We want to be, like, show our true selves or as much as we can and still do a good show. But we still want a good show. Like, you know, we still want to do, like, have people want to watch it. And either people are getting along too much, so there's nothing to, because, you know, a lot of these shows, like, are built from conflict. You know, even the Kardashians, they all fight with each other. It's like all, like, a lot of these shows, it's conflict resolution. So if, like, people are either getting along or not wanting to talk to each other once they don't like each other, it's kind of like, well, what are we doing here? Like, if you guys don't want to, like, play ball. Spencer seems very worried. He's like, I thought it was going to be famous again.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know.
He plays the fame game.
Poor Spencer. Yeah. He's trying so hard.
I'm so curious because, so he talked about how Taylor Swift, she loves them, and she gave him approval to wear a lot of her merchandise during the filming of the reboot. But then it was something where, like, her people, like, didn't want to give the okay. But he's like, she gave me the okay, and I spent all these times, all these scenes wearing her t-shirts. And he's like, what am I going to do, blur them out? I'm going to have all my shirts blurred out? Like, she gave me the okay. So
that's so funny.
I'm very curious to see what the status of his clothing is.
I will watch the show just to look at Spencer's blurred out t-shirts and know that yeah. It's Taylor Swift under there.
I really enjoy their podcast. I think it's really a slice of their life.
I find Heidi very relatable as a mom, surprisingly.
Oh yeah, she seems like a really good mom who really, like, loves her kid, and, like, she seems like she loves being a mom. It's sweet. Yeah. They're all grown up.
I was never a fan. I mean, I never, like,
oh, I wasn't a fan girls. Of them back then. I like them now because
I don't. Well,
yeah, they're, like, humble now.
Oh, that's surprising to hear.
Yeah, oh, their podcast is called Make Spidey Famous Again. Like, they realize that, like, no one really cares about them
anymore. And it's actually really cool because they talk about how they're always, like, on a budget. They have to be careful with their spending because, like, they spent so much money.
And Spencer will talk about, like, how he can't believe the things they used to spend money on.
Yeah. I like how he says he does not regret it. I will do it all over again. We did amazing things. He was like, you know, it would have been nice to have some of that money, but... And that's the shtick of their podcast. It's, like, all about trying to be famous again.
I guess that's kind of cute.
Yeah. I actually had respect for him. When he went on Juicy Scoop, he talked so much about how he worked so hard as, like, a teenager, even in high school, like, trying to sell and pitch shows. And he would do a lot of these kind of at-home pilots with, like, people like Brody. Brody was his friend. And so he talked about all these different pilots and things, that ideas for shows he had. Like, it seemed like he was very much, as a kid, like, motivated doer. And that's what, like, he got that show,
The Prince. He's a really good friend to Brody too.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I forget if I was, like, listening to him on something or, like, reading something, but it was, like, around the time that Caitlin, like, finished transitioning, and someone asked, like, you know, have you, like, seen Caitlin? What do you think? Like, are you interested to see Caitlin? What do you think about, like, the whole thing? And he basically was like, you know what? Bruce was a shitty father to my best friend, and I have no interest in meeting Caitlin. And it has
that podcast
that, like, you know,
it has nothing to do with the transition. I just, you know, it's still the same person. So
that was that Juicy Scoop podcast. So he said his first big show that he got made was The Princess of Malibu. Like, who's someone I know who has a dad that yells a lot? And I think David Foster was his stepdad. And what happened was, at the day the show premiered, David Foster and the wife got split up. And so they canceled the show because they're like, oh, well, it's supposed to be a family show and they're getting divorced, so we're not going to show it. But he said the episode where Bruce came on, it was like all Bruce wanted to do was be in front of the camera. And it like really made him mad because he's like, you're never around Brody ever. And like now he's doing a show and you're like, you want to come around and like definitely want to be on TV. Like, so that's what he also said. He's like, I never bought that he didn't want to be on the Kardashians. Like, he definitely wants to be on TV. But yeah, so yes, you're right. He does seem like a good friend to Brody, like sticking up for him and stuff. So I'm excited to see. I think it starts in a week or two.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch The Hills because I was going to do like a comparison episode to see what it's like versus the new. As someone who's like a complete virgin to The Hills, I have like no, other than the preconceived notions of just like cultural osmosis. But
yeah, you probably want to watch the You Know What You Did episode. That's usually like the episode everybody talks about as like a classic one. But there are some others. Like, I would look for, what I might do is like, I think we might watch that one and talk about it, but I might look for like the top five Hills episodes and kind of like, maybe we'll watch two or something. Maybe one's right after the other. So I'll let you know, Jessica, if I find.
Yeah, just let me know what to watch.
Yeah, so it's a hot tip for you, Riley. That's what I was thinking of doing.
All right.
Yeah.
So, this was nice to like do something a little like light and breezy.
Yeah, this one's fun. I know. Well, if you ever think of another show, you are welcome to come back anytime. If there's something else you want to talk about.
Yeah, I'll think about it because, I mean, let me just think like teen culture, early 2000s, that was my era. So I'll marinate on it.
Yeah.
You ever do the Anna Nicole show, I am available anytime.
Okay, that's definitely on my list. So
I will totally, Jessica will come on for that too. We can totally do that.
Love that show.
We're forcing ourselves onto that.
That sounds amazing. Yes, let's do that one.
I know exactly where I was when you texted me and told me Anna Nicole died.
Where were you? I was at home when I found out.
Oh. And I got your text and it was so sad.
Did you tell the little kids about it? Just kidding.
I just like wept in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, Riley.
Where can our listeners, where can we find your podcast? Where can we find you on social media?
So the podcast is called Snap Back to Reality. And it is on Instagram at Snap Back to Reality Pod, on Facebook at Snap Back to Reality Podcast, I guess. I don't have a Twitter. I don't tweet. And you can follow my personal Instagram at really_Riley. It's private right now just because I get a lot of spam bots, but usually
I'm going to follow you right anyone. Now,
so yeah, I'll accept you.
I know. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And you're the one who suggested this too. You're the one, it was your idea to do Cribs.
Really, really fun pick.
Yeah. So we appreciate it.
Well, thank you again for having me. This was really fun to talk about and just like reminisce on all of the old celebrity culture and what we used to watch on TV back in the day.
Yeah. And you can follow us at Totally Pause Pod at Twitter and Totally Paused Pod on Instagram. And you can follow me, Siobhan, at Sio Monroe on Twitter and Instagram.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Just Paused Pod with the D.
And yes, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your friends and subscribe, rate, and review to Riley's podcast too. And I think we're outie.
We are outie.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.